Command number 93. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers unto his harvest. Luke 10:2. Here we encounter another highly specific command. While said by Jesus only once, it is yet difficult to include in any other grouping or summary of commands. Like other such specific commands, its meaning is not instantly apparent. Jesus was a master of metaphor. Take up your cross. Let your light shine. Enter through the narrow gate. Bear fruit. Take my yoke. Be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Metaphor is especially apparent in the most specific of the commands. What is salt? What are pearls that we oughtn't to cast before swine? In this case, what is the harvest? Who are the laborers? Read in conjunction with the parable of the tares and wheat and other harvest teachings of the Gospels, along with judgment and hell mentioned several verses later, it is easy to imbue Jesus' words with an evangelistic, sheep and goats get people saved meaning. Reading with this interpretation, there is no metaphor at all. It's straightforward. The laborers are Christians, sent out to witness in the world and get as many into the fold before the harvest of death and the final judgment come. But is this the full essence of what Jesus has in mind? Might the harvest not be one whose yield is measured in souls, the saved and the unsaved, but rather a harvest of fruit in the lives of God's people? When Jesus speaks of fruitfulness in John 15, it is not with the black and white perspective of you're either in or you're out. He speaks of fruitfulness as an ongoing quality of the abiding life. His faithful disciples are pruned that they might bear more fruit. Those branches that do not bear fruit are burned. The judgment of fire in this case is between fruitful disciples and non-fruitful disciples. The harvest, then, is the season when the fruit of growth is gathered in. Though certainly all the commands carry multiple layers of meaning, Jesus may not primarily be comparing the saved and the unsaved. I believe he is speaking of the harvest of fruitfulness that life with him is supposed to produce. I believe he is speaking about you and me and the harvest our own lives are yielding. Are we producing the fruit of Christ's likeness that results from abiding in him? Paul calls this harvest the fruit of the Spirit. When Jesus says that the laborers are few, therefore, he is lamenting the fact that so few of those who claim to be his followers are in fact growing the fruit of the Spirit that is the intended crop of the discipleship harvest. Read with such deeper meaning in mind, this command cannot be understood apart from John 15:5-6. The fruit Jesus expects to see growing may not be a harvest of souls from witnessing, but fruit within us, the fruit of the Spirit. In obedience to this command, I believe Jesus is telling us to pray that God will send out more Christians who will be serious about living by his commands, and thus bear the good fruit of 30, 60, and 100-fold Christ-likeness that the harvest is intended to produce. Only that fruit will change the world by the power of its example and produce a yet greater harvest within the souls of mankind in the end. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's The Hope of the Gospel, The Reward of Obedience. The Lord not only promises the greatest possible reward, he tells his disciples the worst they have to expect. He not only shows them the fair countries to which they are bound, he tells them the truth of the rough weather and the hardships of the way. He will not have them choose in ignorance. At the same time, He strengthens them to meet coming difficulty by instructing them in its real nature. All this is part of his preparation of them for his work, for taking his yoke upon them and becoming fellow laborers with him in his Father's vineyard. They must not imagine, because they are the servants of his Father, that therefore they shall find their work easy. They shall only find the reward great. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers. Grow fruit within my character worthy of a bountiful harvest. May I be a diligent laborer for truth in the vineyard of the commands, where the fruits of the Spirit grow. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.